The Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife is asking the public to comment on a new fish management plan. The plan would eliminate the release of hatchery-raised fish in three tributaries to the Lower Columbia River. KUOW's Ashley Ahern reports.
Fish and Wildlife departments in Oregon, Washington, and Idaho release millions of hatchery-raised salmon and steelhead into the rivers of the Northwest every year. But a growing body of research suggests that hatchery fish are semi-domesticated and weaker than wild fish. Hatchery fish have also been shown to interbreed with the wild fish and compete for food. The Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife is considering a new plan to stop releasing hatchery fish in sections of the Lewis, Tootle, and Wind rivers. These hatchery-free sections would be known as gene banks. They would provide wild fish with a refuge from the influences of hatchery fish and would help the wild fish populations recover. Fishing would still be allowed, but only catch and release. The move comes as three separate wild fish groups are suing state and federal agencies to better manage the use of hatchery fish in several rivers in Washington and Oregon. The public has until December 13th to comment on the Department of Fish and Wildlife's plan. I'm Ashley Ahern in Seattle.